So anyway, when I began to realize that Christ's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, not an absent kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom that manifests itself into this world by the work of His Holy Spirit, by His providence, answers of prayer to His people, miraculous events that take place, that's how He controls the world. Then when I realized that, then I didn't have to, it was a small step. I'm going to get to see Jesus soon enough when I die. So
it was really an eye opener, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was like the scripture jumped out.
Right. Yeah, I didn't go to school and then somebody persuaded me of another view. I just realized that there was a problem here, and I didn't even know the word postmillennialism existed at that point. But my view of the kingdom began to change. And when I found out that there was another view called postmillennialism, then I latched onto it right away because I knew that that was fitting what I was learning from the Word of God. And so, well, of course, you know, that might not be the same way that everybody, you know, gets their eyes opened. There's many different ways that God chooses to open our eyes to His truth. But that was just the way that He did it for me. And I think what's really lacking among Christians is that we do not have a right view of the kingdom of God. We quote that verse where Jesus tells Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would fight. And so we're thinking there, well, aha, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It's in heaven. And He doesn't want to have a kingdom where He's got soldiers to fight for Him and all that. He doesn't need that. Well, you're right, He doesn't need that. Because He does rule from heaven, but He still rules. Whether He uses His angels to do it or whether He uses mankind to do it, it's immaterial. The fact that His kingdom is not of this world doesn't mean it's not in this world. Because His kingdom definitely is in this world. And that's the criteria. When Jesus told the people, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that means repent for you now have an opportunity to enter my kingdom through obedience. Through obedience to my word. The king is here. The king is here. Now follow me. The kingdom is at hand, so now follow me. And it wasn't quite yet when he was preaching because he had not received his kingdom yet. He hadn't died on the cross and not risen from the dead. But when he did die on the cross, then he received his kingdom, and the kingdom was here. It was now. It was not future tense. It was present tense. So what do we do with all this? I mean, so what are we doing? Are we gathering a remnant, or are we a marching army? Jesus said in Matthew 16,